Blog Talk Radio.
Your whole staff and co-host Ghetto G. Ghetto will be joining us very shortly. I got new tracks, I got old tracks, I got fucking anything of psychopathic strains, sub noise, fucking metal, punk rock. Whatever you can think of, shit, man. Even on my computer, I'll even get it uploaded to fucking Eminem to the soundboard. Don't give two fucks, I'll play shit all fucking day long. So I think I'm gonna go with. I want some ICP off of Bizarre. Juggalo Paradise.
I'm sweating again. I always do. I should probably take another pill or two. In the mirror, I see the face of Frankenstein, and that face is mine. I go to work at Subway, slicing ham, cut my finger up again. I walk home, trying to dodge and hide from thugs that like to beat on scrubs. I go to this all the time, though I call.
Jay, where the fuck you at?
The mall.
Did you get your ass stubbed again?
No.
Yes.
Carnival Dominion, so motherfuck your opinion, I'm a loony pal.
I kill pedestrians, family, neighbors, best of friends, anybody.
And if I don't kill them, I keep them in my basement and drill them dead.
Just kidding, all I really did was unlock the forbidden. I just let my fucking mind unwind, and I don't care what you think, you don't intertwine. Fuck the world and fuck everybody in it. Even this sneaker pimp's girl, I'd fuck her in a minute. You can live through impress and dress fresh, bitch. I don't care. Fuck everybody out there.
Catch whales like guppies and crush walls. I throw giant icebergs like snowballs.
I surf tidal waves, drink molten rock. I put a fucking tornado in a headlock. I go to Italy and straighten that tower. Whatever the fuck I want with the juggalo.
Reminded, none of these robot 9-to-5 puppets that I see
are any better than me, motherfucker.
They're just struggling in the world they chose. I'm waiting on the wagons with my juggalo.
And we're back. I'll put a track, and I don't remember who does this fucking track. It's been a while. I forgot to put a fucking name with it, but this is Juggalo Pride. Here we go. Whoop, whoop.
It ain't about face paint. You stay painted all day, but it still won't change a thing. The Juggalo way can't be bought at Hot Topic. I earn my knowledge through the problems that I got from being honest. And it ain't about a CD collection, cause a real low can't afford to go and buy a whole section. It ain't no obsession, more like guidelines for a lifetime of blessing. Listen to the message. Jay just gave us a name to banquet, and the change just made us a fan from strangers. And the fam ain't fans, we like mafia and gangsters. Stay with the wicked shit to the day that we banquet. It's all about individuality, born in, sworn in, don't conform in your personality. Reality's a rendition of a chaos theory, a schizophrenic compilation to compensate the weary. But me, I'll be waiting on the wag, saw the fam dance. Starting up a worldwide gathering, right. Brotherhood of Shadows bringing back again. Juggalos represent the shoes that you're standing in. See, man, it's just too many of you. There's too many of you trying to say that you're a fucking juggalo. You gotta realize, man, that shit ain't what you thought we just saw on the shelf. like, hey, that's gonna be me today. No, man, we were raised this way. We were grown this way. This is who we is, man. You gotta understand that. If you don't, get ready for me, man, cause I'm fucking coming for you.
Some of us be working at the one-stop shop. Now you repping them the jersey, taking everything we got. Yeah, it ain't much if you consider family nothing but who's frontin'. I've been trusting in my homies cause they know me. Never let me down and they never let me die. If you got the call, would you be down to ride? See, it ain't a gang or a lifestyle movement. It's a family base. Here we build up one institution. Got the proof from the people that I know and trust. But you, I can blow you off like the front does. Want a front dog? That's why you get no love. If you a psycho rider, better throw your hatchets up. You don't gotta claim it. Just be who you be. You don't gotta prove it to nobody. So if you a juggalo, better keep it on the low. What was murder massacre by a real juggalo? Man, I got something to say to all you motherfucking juggalos out there. Now you ask me claiming on our shit and thinking to yourself, I'm gonna go buy me a t-shirt and I'm gonna be a juggalo this week. Well, fuck you. You can eat a motherfucking black. I don't know who the fuck you think you are. Nah, man, they're just bitches. Fake bitches. Check out my style, yeah. I'm frontin' like nothing. Radio shoes and a half a chicken huntin'. Got the blunt tucked up, chillin' under my brim. Hair light across the chin, keep it trim to win. I got the bell, but my pants still hang low. Cause I'm a juggalo, not new, not fresh. From back in the day, smoke past the bomb. I had to shove it all day, I didn't mean to diss you the wrong
you
way.
You know where I got my chain at Walmart for $2 at the motherfucking dog tag machine. And I rock it all day, feeling fresh as I can be. Laughing at these motherfuckers spending cheese with jewelry. See a juggalo, no steady throw. Ain't no front, ain't no joke. Matter of fact, we rock it loud and let it show. See, I'd rather spread my dollars on smoke. Get blow with the load and blow the ass on these goddamn hosts and let them know. See, it's what the Brotherhood of Shadows is all about, man. It's all about the family, no matter what. It always has been.
And it always will be, motherfucker. We're one big family, we stay down.
Forever. And if you think for a second you can get away with that juggalo shit, man,
nah,
don't come after me, man. You better believe me. Brotherhood of Shadow.
And we're back. Give me a second. I froze up. So I decided to go to Facebook. Man, Facebook's so fucked. Like, anytime I go to this shit, I freeze up like a motherfucker. Don't know why, but I do. But, let's go to another track here. I say we go with, my boy, my fucking homie, Mr. Motherfucking Judge D. Survive. And we're back. Up next, American Head Charge, Loyalty.
No.
Nope.
Like how, what was it, yesterday, dude posted up if you're, I don't know, was it like 13, 14, 15, some shit, counting this shit, saying hit him up or some shit, and then me plus a bunch of other people took it over, and then he deleted it. Then there was another one that somebody deleted too. Well, don't post something up, man, if you don't want, you know, retards to, you know, blow up your shit.
Yeah, don't worry.
People post the most ridiculous things.
Yeah, cool. It's funny because, you know, I was going to try and get be named admin for that group. So that way I could, you know, take over that group and just kick everybody out. But, yeah, turns out they have no admin.
Well, how the hell did it get made?
I don't know, because I went to fucking see, like, you know, like, who the admins were. It said 8 admins. I go to the page, the admin part, it's completely blank.
That doesn't make any sense. So who posts things? Who adds people?
I have no clue.
Well, who added you?
Fuck if I know. I just fucking saw that I was added to the page. I was like, when the fuck did I get added to this shit? When the fuck is that request being added to this shit?
Well, you should look through your notifications and see who added you to the group.
Yeah, too late. I already left it.
Well, I mean, that way then you could have saw who the fuck the admin was and shit.
Oh. Well, that group is kind of like a few of the other groups that were in were they fucking just add people and, you know, like without there being like an admin, like having to add the people into it.
Okay then.
You know, like, I'll juggle with chat, you know, me, you weren't admins, but yet, if, you know, someone pops up, you know, like, wanting to be added into it or something like that, then they're automatically added into it. Just by us, like, hitting add.
Yeah, why the hell does that happen? Why do we gotta accept people when clearly we don't run these things?
That's my question, but, yeah, so, apparently, but I don't even know what the fuck happened with that group. I just got brought in. I see a couple of juggalos and then a couple of haters hitting on juggalos and blah, 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 saying that we're fungus and shit like this. I'm like,
wouldn't that be fungi?
How the fuck that would be?
People go over the stupidest shit.
I say fungus. Fuck the fungi.
It's the same thing.
Oh, look. We got somebody up in single juggles and juggalettes acting all emo. Fuck it, I'm giving up. I'm tired of being depressed. Might as well get it over with.
Now that you brought that up, man, I would just like to point out the fact that you remember that one dude that was the quote-unquote boyfriend of that chick?
Yeah.
What's his name? Mr. Blizzard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that dude is going all around, man, talking about all these dudes, man, you know, with the term, quote-unquote, thirsty, you know what I'm saying? All this shit. He keeps bitching about that shit and blah, 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 blah. But, motherfucker, do you not realize that this is a singles group and people are trying to hook up? So they're going to say some wild shit. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what they're there for. And then on top of that, you got some other dude coming in there, you know, some gangster white boy that can't spell for shit, talking about, I'm going to beat this dude's ass, blah, blah, blah. Well, fucking go beat his ass and don't post a status about it. Because it just makes you look like a moron. For the fact that you're posting that, and for the fact that you can't spell.
Holy shit.
Last time I checked, there was no I in boy.
Last time I checked, there wasn't either. It, honestly, you know, I think the last time I heard Bug and Flavor Flav talk, I don't think I ever see him use the word boy with an I in it either.
Who said that?
And Flavor Flav is pretty fucked up.
Okay, yeah, don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, come on, man. Fucking Flavor Flav, like all hyped up on all these fucking drugs and shit.
Why are we talking about Flavor Flav?
Because of the fact that dumbass that spelled boy with an I. I'm just saying, you know, even with Flavor Flav, as all fucked up as he is, even he knows how to spell boy with the fucking correct letter.
That's because at one point in his life, he wasn't all fucked up on drugs, and he knew how to spell.
Yeah, now look at him.
And he's still out of his mind now, and he still can spell.
Exactly. So what the hell?
The fuck were they just doing, man? Were they just raping her?
Look, you got another motherfucker.
Looks like they're raping Cara Marie on the bus. What is this?
Possibly. Ah, cuckard bitch. Go the fuck away. Go die. Well, for once, it's actually a fucking hot ass lit up in single Douglas Nichols for that fucking Alicia chick. She looks good.
Oh, yeah. The one that posts a picture will never talk to you.
Yeah, but you know what? Hey, at least they finally got a fucking hot ass lit up in there.
Yeah, if you haven't realized after all these years, you see a hot girl, and that's all you see, that's all that's going to happen.
Exactly.
But it's all about family, Havoc.
Yeah, it's all about family. Not yet.
But I'll never talk to you.
I don't even know. Kareem Abdul Jamil Leperson, stop saying you give up and just go kill yourself, Freddy.
Man, I thought you were Kareem Abdul Jabbar, man. I thought you were trying to say that.
Ah, man, his new name Kareem Abdul Jamil Robinson up in there saying he gives up. That's all I'm seeing is post for it. I give up.
Well, give up, man. You tapped out.
Yep. Oh, look, it's that stupid little kid that Bones was fighting with her a couple days ago.
Yeah, that girl's forever posting in her. She can't spell for shit either.
Hell no. Nah. She got dream, but like, one, okay, she puts sleep. S-L, capital E, lowercase E-P. Prettier. P-R-E-T-T-Y-E-R.
Did you say prettier?
Yes. Yeah, she put PR.
I sure hope she used that correctly.
Let's see. I want to sleep forever because dreams are prettier than reality.
Well, that's not always true.
And she can't spell reality. She can't spell prettier. I mean, but is it supposed to be an I in prettier, not in a Y?
Yeah, take out the Y, replace it with an I.
And in reality, you know, I'm going to be an asshole, and I'm going to fucking correct her damn spelling.
Well, you should know. Instead of saying, you should say some shit that I wanted to say. I think it was on the same status. That may be the case, man, but it's all... Anything's a whole lot prettier than your spelling.
A whole lot prettier. Prettier. And I'm gonna put a little star so that way, you know, she realizes I'm correcting her spelling.
Put it in all caps then.
Well, I can't sell. I'm going to go sell well. I'll put wheel.
Kind of like whenever you try to sound smart and you put the wrong there all the time. That's always a good one for havoc.
Well, except I almost a wheel without an H. I don't want to put L. No, W-E-E-L. And you know what? In reality. Since she wants to spell reality. Merry Christmas. There you go. Everything is capitalized, and then I just, corrected her spelling at the same time.
There you go.
See, we got a black chick saying, white and Hispanic guys, 21 and up, hit me up, 32-year-old single mother of two little boys. Yeah.
My personal favorite I saw in there lately was a black girl looking for only white guys, and somebody called her prejudice. And it was a white guy that said it, though.
I gotta find this one.
That's just hilarious.
Oh, man. Why the fuck is a white dude saying it's prejudiced?
Like, she was clearly saying she likes you, but but you're hating, man. What the hell? Don't stick up for anybody else, motherfucker. You have a shot here.
Yeah. I mean, shit, man. I'll gladly take the fucking shot. People just—I don't know.
You see that picture I tagged you in, man? Of some guy humping a cheeseburger. That reminded me of you.
Gee, thanks.
Because yesterday you kept talking about a fucking cheeseburger.
Well, yeah, because that one fucking that chick that was saying that her fucking quote unquote low was sexy, so I decided to say, fucking, no, this is sexy.
So I found like this cartoon picture of like this little guy humping a cheeseburger and shit.
Yeah. You know,
kind of like I found a cartoon version of Batman, except it was Fat Man. Had like a Wendy's bag or some shit, and like an ice cream cone.
Tell me, how does this make you, man? Caitlin Wagner goes single and looking and trying to find someone new.
Well, exactly. That's why you're single. That's what qualifies as single.
Oh, man. Tommy Bonyanton goes, whoop, whoop, this, the fuck is H-O-R? I don't know what he just puts H-O-R. Oh, he goes, this sucks being single. I really need to juggle that girlfriend who's single. If there's any single that's in Widefield or in Springs, hit me up. Well, clearly, I don't really think you need to put a girlfriend who's single. Just need to put, I need an elect. You're in a single juggalos and juggalos group, so, chances are you're bound to find one that's single. You don't need to state the obvious.
Well, when you gonna put that in there, man, because nobody in that fucking group is single, man, is what they're trying to say.
Well, this is true.
Because people always post, I'm taken, blah, blah, blah. Why are you in here?
Yeah, But the fuck, Kareem Abdul, go the fuck away. But if I was a fucking admin, I'd just boot your ass just because of the fact you want to kiss and you give up.
Like a black guy booted out of that one group.
Yeah.
I swear I'm not racist. That's my story and I'm sticking to it.
this motherfucker, and he got this motherfucker Kareem Abdul saying, Dwam,
man,
from first year.
Why do you keep saying that dude's name, man?
Because his name keeps popping up in this damn group.
I just keep hearing his name. Like, what the fuck? Havoc, leave him alone.
Well, unfortunately, now he's using the fucking word that we can't stand. Thirsty.
Of course he is. He's black.
He goes, Dwam from Thirsty. This is up on his. He comments on his own set saying, Thirsty is what I meant and what I said. Back off the leads and let them come to you. Don't act desperate. You chase them away. Can't allow to talk to a let Dwam. You act like you never had a bitch before. Like, really?
Man, whenever I try to talk to Juggalos, man, they just completely ignore my messages.
Yeah.
So, how are they supposed to come to me?
I don't know.
Nobody ever hits me up, man, so that's not working very well.
Yeah.
That was fucking stupid.
Man, this entire shit's stupid. I'm going through it. All I'm seeing is Abdul, Jamal, whatever the fuck, Kareem.
Man, I meant this commercial. But but yeah, that too.
Yeah, I'm gonna comment on his stat saying anyone who uses the word thirsty must not have graduated high school or middle school. Well, consider the fact, well, Gero, you actually know who I'm talking about. Consider the fact you actually liked one of his statuses.
I don't know, man. I probably read that this morning.
Well, about yesterday, about 9:15, the dude posted a fuck a bitch, I'm done, and you liked the status.
I'd like a whole bunch of upset statuses or angry statuses. Like people to say, I'm out of this group, goodbye. Like.
Yeah.
I give up, like.
And that would have been bad if I just fucking lit my fucking lighter.
What?
I almost fucking, well, I tried to go light my cigarette. I forgot I didn't have my cigarette in my mouth, and then I almost fucking lit my lighter. So I would have ended up.
You fucking dumbass.
So, yeah, that would have worked out perfectly. But, you know, I think it's funny how that bitch fucking took her fucking pictures down and shit. That, chick that's supposed to be with Eddie Murphy.
She took her pictures down.
Yeah, because of the fact I went to go comment and be an asshole. I'm the one that, you know, where Eddie Murphy keeps saying, everybody thirsty, blah, 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 and then it's not here anymore. So, I guess Eddie Murphy and her don't no longer exist.
It's because they're together, man.
Oh, boo. Yeah, she's still in the group somewhere.
Yeah, just in case Eddie Murphy acts up. More titties.
Yeah, think it's funny how Kiss is in this group, but she don't talk. Yeah, she's still in this group. But, and so is fucking Eddie Murphy. I should make a fucking picture and where it says thirsty. Only idiots use the word, and the picture would be of Eddie Murphy.
I'm sure he'll love to see that.
I mean, come on,
man. Somebody took a picture of that girl, man, and they put on it, "I'm a bitch."
Oh, look, they're single now. I mean, it's funny because, you know, wasn't he just dating her like a couple days ago?
I don't fucking know, man. I fucking hate people.
Oh, now he's single. No, now they're single again.
I don't even know these people and I fucking hate them.
Join the club.
Should be a group called "I fucking hate you people."
Man, I should make that group.
You know, there's stupid like pages like "white girls that love black guys." Like, so I'm sure there should be one, you know, "I fucking hate people."
Yeah, there always should be. I'm going to go make one. I'm going to go check out this bitch's page.
Yep. While you do that, man, I'm gonna request a song here. I guess you can go ahead and play Prozac, "Just Like Nothing."
Sounds good. After that, I'll introduce you, the King, and Danko Jones. Prozac. "Just Like Nothing."
Even though the world's around me, I feel lonely. I got me only one. Even though the world has found me, it can drown me. It feels just like nothing.
And I feel I'm the only one. I walk amongst the 7 billion, understood by none. A lost soul walking down the crossroads, searching for some sanctuary, some peace of mind just to grab hold. Man overboard in the darkest sea of reality, desperately trying to keep himself from sinking, and he's frantically panicking. There's no sign of land. Can he manage to be the man that can handle this damage and get back up on his feet again? Cause somewhere deep inside his abdomen, he feels the burning purpose to defeat these inner demons that seem to submerge him, that always seem to surface and cause a diversion that spurs him to crash and burn on his course to destiny's purpose.
Even though the world's around me, I feel lonely. I got the only one. Even though the world's found me, it can drown me. It feels just like nothing.
Maybe it's too late now, I see the skies faded. No turning back, no second chance, and that's an understatement. My only friend is my reflection, and he's dissipating into these endless days of disarray I'm contemplating. Where did I go wrong? Trying to hold on, be strong. Hard to feel at home, and there's no place for me to belong. I guess it's back to packing down these back roads with a black hole inside my chest that used to hold a soul.
Maybe when it's all done, I can finally realize why I felt alone through this journey of my life, and everything will finally make sense to me one day. But until then, I wish I could make this go away.
Even though the world's around me, I feel lonely. I got the only one. Even though
And we're back. And Ghetto Bed, I'm pretty sure you would love my fucking comment to fucking Andrea.
Oh, that ugly ass bitch. What?
Welcome. Well, let's see. She posted up a comment on that fucking Headless Boogie dude's fucking pic saying, I feel like I'm at the first one pic.
She's still on there?
Oh, wait, like I said, you know, she commented saying, I think I'm at the social limits, and I asked her, are you competing?
she's gonna take home the gold.
She goes, yes, let's do this. You know what, I should go, winner of the gold medal, Andrea.
That's fucking short. Then her lover David should be showing up if he's not already there.
Yeah, he'll have the silver medal.
No, he'll take home the gold too.
Okay, fine. We'll make the family fair.
May as well.
We'll put Just Rabbit into that circle. And Destiny.
Man, you cannot put Rabbit in the same circle as them people.
Yeah, true. She's a different type of special.
Yeah, she may be special, but at least she's hot though.
Yeah,
these motherfuckers, man, just fuck them.
Yeah, at least Rabbit's got some big titties, too.
It always comes back to that, huh, Havoc?
And why not? I mean, yo, it's true. She looks good, and she got some big titties.
Havoc, why do you add girls on Facebook?
Big titties, motherfucker.
because they got nice titties.
I mean, hey, a Yeesha chick, you know, she's got some okay titties.
Who?
I guess. Alicia, Aisha, Alicia, what the fuck her name is.
Really only like one way to say that.
Oh, Alicia, Alyssa. There's a few different ways to say it, but hey, she's got some okay titties. Queen Nick Castillo. I don't know who the fuck she is, but she got some nice titties too.
I got some good news, though, man. I found out that I only have about 3 more days of being blocked.
Man, I don't even know how many days I have left. Let's find out.
Because I was curious on how long I've been blocked for.
I've got 11 days left and 21 days and 21 hours left.
Until we decide to add somebody again and go back in for another month.
I should hit a bone real quick.
Why the hell would you do that?
Well, tomorrow is the 19th.
So?
Buckshot.
Man, you have not promoted that at all.
Well, I'll do that. As soon as I make sure we're still on fam.
Man, wasted a very last second to find out if dude's even coming through still. just to find out that we didn't promote at all.
Wait, well, you know, he doesn't need to know that we didn't promote.
Come on, man, if nobody shows up, I mean, it's a clear sign that we did nothing.
Well,
people tune in like, who the fuck is this guy?
Well, I still need to find music for Buckshot. Besides, fucking the Underground Avengers.
We'll go to his Reverb.
Yeah, we can do that. Reverb! Buckshot. Blah, 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 blah. He'll hit me up. He goes, man, he ain't got back at me. So then I guess we don't need to promote.
Woo! No, man, you hit him up now. He's going to call in here. tell us how much of an asshole he is. Like he does all the time. So while you do that, why don't we hear this lovely person you keep talking about?
Now, which one do you want to hear? Do you want to hear Danko Jones or King?
Whichever one you want to play.
We'll go with Danko. Let's see. Let me go to his name here. Fast Dark Lotus. There we go. Solar Nice. Be an asshole up on that status too, because Melissa Twisted Juggalo Walton goes, how the fuck do I stop getting updates on this? Jesus, I'm tired of seeing it. And well, the gold medalist of the Special Olympics, Andrea, said, just click on follow post. And I said, LOL. Until someone tags you in it. So I tagged her back into it. And that Sarah Smink chick.
Not that dumbass girl.
Yep. Yeah. Let's see, just be an asshole. I'm going to tag her in it again, saying, we ain't causing drama, just blame it all on... Just blame it on Melissa.
I don't even know who the hell Melissa is.
I don't know either. Well, she's in the group, but, damn, it won't let me tag her into it. The fuck? Yo, fuck it, I'll blame it on Destiny. And I think they fucking changed shit up on here to where you can't fucking add somebody that, you know, you're not friends with. Motherfuckers.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah. But, let's see. I think next I'll introduce you to King.
Can't wait for that.
So here we go. This is King. By the way, it's spelled K-Y-N-G, which I don't believe.
I don't believe it's happened to me. Crawling back into your this world, I don't mind, 'cause it's all the same. Now we're face backwards for something to gain. Is there something made of nothing left for me? I can't hold. Please.
you're back, man. What'd you think?
It was okay.
I'm enjoying seeing someone call Andrea a cunt. Apparently we pissed somebody off because of the fact someone decided to tell us to shut the fuck up and stop the drama and bullshit.
Yeah, good luck with that.
There's no drama. We just having fun.
Yeah.
I'm just having fun at someone else's expense. I can't spell expense word. Fuck. There we go. There, you've been tagging it. Enjoy, ghetto. I do believe we won't be having this interview going on since we have no idea when the folks is going to be going down. I mean, according to Boone, like I said, you know, he hasn't heard anything back, and he just hit him up, and yeah.
I shared this picture earlier because I thought it was funny, so Rihanna should take the Cowboys. They don't beat anyone.
You know, I should share that picture in the fucking all double chat.
I mainly shared it because, you know, a lot of people like football and shit, and there's a few Cowboy fans on my page too.
Oh, there's a few Cowboy fans in the in that group. That's why it will be officially shared into the group. And there we go.
Stop the drama, Havoc.
Let's see, did anybody tell me to stop jumping now? Oh, well. Man, that should get me a fucking granola graham cracker.
Sure.
Well, I don't know if it's graham cracker, but I know it's the granola with peanut butter and shit like that. Not bad. Pretty good. You know what? Just in case we do have book show tomorrow, I'll put one track.
No, great.
Let's see here. Maybe I'll go with the one featuring Stevie Stone, maybe Chris Calico, or maybe Corn and Haystack. Let's go with the one featuring Stevie Stone.
Wow, that girl completely spelled alcohol wrong.
I know, right? Oh, man.
Man, these ugly-ass girls, man, they like to fight with you.
Yeah, I can't spell word shit.
Like JBL always says, don't get her in a fight with an ugly person.
Because you'll never win.
Because they got nothing to lose.
They want to check the loads. I just might post it as a comment.
Boy, don't ever get in a fight with an ugly person.
Yep. I'll put in the words of the slightly famous JBL.
Well, I'm sure he's not the one that came up with that, but he's always saying that whenever he's fucking talking to Michael Cole and whatnot.
Yeah, I know. What the hell?
Wow, that girl couldn't even spell deuces. Come on. He calls people immature. Bitch, there's no O in deuces.
Yeah, it's with deuces. but
I'm just gonna comment, fuck you all.
You should. You totally should.
What a smiley face.
Let's see. John Scholl commented on my post. Oh. Apparently he liked the Cowboys pick.
Good for him.
Yeah, fuck you all. No, what you should have done was put fuck you all. Deuces. Then put deuces.
No, because then somebody will think I'm trying to put deuces.
Okay, fine. They put deuces and make everybody think you're trying to put deuces. It's uploaded. All right, so here we go with Buckshot featuring Stevie Stone.
The fuck?
Or Evil.
With the weight that I'm packing, beware of the cracking. I'm crushing these bitches, ain't nobody acting. Sounds like I'm bragging. I swear that I'm not, that's just my ego rapping. No matter what happens, I'm aiming for all of them you cannot fathom. Serial killers and murderers, all of these lunatics off in your mansion. People may not even heard of us, bullets most frequently made with a cannon. Now imagine a group of some bloodthirsty cannibals having fun with your body parts like you're in water with hammerhead shocks and they thrashing. Told them that evil is cunning, but they don't believe me till people are running. The never-ending story, villain is back, the return of the nothing. The fear that I'm giving to them at the end of the day must account for something. I know they cannot understand what I mean, but I swear tonight evil is coming.
Concrete slow, step on the step and they heat roast. Effortless with it, I teach, though.
Back to the block, the evil is coming.
I'll reach, though.
the creep show, show. Breaking the creep flow. Touching the block, the evil is coming.
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 Evil is coming. Touching the block, the evil is coming. Making them back, back. Destroy your stash. I'm bringing it back. To the block, the evil is coming.
There's too many rappers that's watching these serial killer flicks thinking they crazy. Hollywood's got them guessed up that they sick in the head and that murder's amazing. I'm telling the truth when I say that the fakers, they come like a diamond through Gazy. Claiming they worship the devil, possessed by some demons like Rosemary's Baby. You think that you know me, but don't. If you did, then you know that these fakers don't faze me. They know that I'm real and I bring it, and that is the reason these Lakers won't play me. The reason I'm severing heads off these bitches in seven, just like Kevin Spacey. I'm tired of these industry wannabes trying to sound like Lil Wayne and Jay-Z.
All they want
is you to try to pay attention to the dance.
Listen.
To the tune, to play and hypnotize you with a glance.
Mind control.
MK Ultra got you zombied in the trance.
Let it go.
The time has arrived to show all of these people the government's plans.
I creep slow, step on the set and they heat roast. Effort is with it, I teach though.
Touching the block, the evil is coming.
Evil is coming.
I'll reach though,
the creep show, show. Making the creep flow.
Touching the block, the evil is coming.
Evil is coming.
Evil is coming.
Evil is coming.
The evil is coming.
Evil is coming.
The evil is coming.
Touching the block, the evil is coming.
Making them back, back. Destroying your stash. I'm bringing it back.
To the block, the evil is coming.
They say that the bite from a venomous serpent can spread and infect the night. They'll call it the end of a hope as I strike with no mercy in all of my might. Lord of the dark, gone is the light. Black is the heart, colder than ice. Death is an art, blood on the mic. Tear them apart with her head on a spike. I'll give every one of them all a red wedding. Remember the king of the north. Take out your friends and your mama, stabbing the life at your pregnant whore.
Remember it's war.
I'm radioactive straight down to the core. Preparing for gore. This evil is seeping up out of my pores.
Coming for yours.
Nothing can stop me from altering course. Settle the score. The hatchet will split them up like a divorce.
Guts on the floor.
They better prepare and be ready for more. Open the doors. Evil won't sleep. Don't believe me. Then check out the cores.
I creep slow. Step on the set and they heat roast. Effort is with it. I teach though.
Touching the block. The evil is coming.
Evil is coming.
I'll reach though.
The creep show, show. Making the creep slow.
Touching the block. The evil is coming.
Evil is coming.
Evil is coming.
Evil is coming.
The evil is coming.
Evil is coming.
The evil is coming.
Touching the block. The evil is coming.
Making them back, back. Destroying your stash. I'm bringing it back.
To the block, the evil is coming.
And we're back.
Can you tell me why I'm mentioned in this?
Well, apparently this dude wants people to blow some person's number up. So, hey.
So can we call him and be like, so why are you shooting this person because he won't be able to talk to?
Or everybody, yeah, we'll call the person and we'll have Destiny talk to him.
Destiny talked to who? What?
No. Yeah, man. He'll kill that person and then himself.
Who am I killing?
Well,
who
I
am
said
I
we called. Well, I said we called his number and find out what the hell, and find out why he's shooting people for.
Could you at least do it outside?
Yo, there we go. That's exactly what we should do. We should play fucking Suicide Hotline for the motherfucker when he picks up.
Man, that's not Suicide Hotline.
I can't get the Suicide Hotline.
Suicide Hotline is for... I mean, and the actual Suicide Hotline that they have for fucking emo motherfuckers. That's for emo
bitches. That's a good song.
It's a good song, but I'm talking about the actual fucking Suicide Hotline bullshit. That's for, like, emos and shit like
that. I've
never
heard of it.
You've never heard of fucking Suicide Hotline?
No, except for the song.
My God, you are a fucking blonde.
I am a blonde.
That's not a good thing.
Have you not seen my pictures?
No.
Why did this person feel the need to say that they wet their bed till they were 16? That's just one way that that's just one way to get ripped on for the rest of your life now that you said that you did.
You mean the cowgirls?
What?
Havoc. I'm talking about Havoc's little post of Rihanna should date the cowboys.
Man, he stole that from me. He stole that from me, you motherfucker.
I'm talking about it. You know, you posted that, and there's people going on about that dude. Holy shit. That dude is ugly as fuck. Why are you guys still going on about it?
Man, we're not on that anymore. We're fighting with that. Shut the fuck up. We're fighting with that girl.
You can't lie to me. 3 minutes ago.
We are fighting with that girl on there.
Yeah, and at the end, the fucking gold medalist.
So immature. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I just barely started like looking at it though.
Yeah, what? Aaron fucking went to bed till he was 16.
Wow.
So if this person has a gun to him, how the hell is he on the internet just talking to people?
Right? If somebody has a gun to their head, they obviously aren't going to fucking kill themselves.
Who gets held up with a gun? Has plenty of time to be on the internet and talk to people and put up a number, nice little status and everything.
They're dumb. Somebody dumb enough to do that? Like, they're blonder than me, obviously.
I wish I had that much time if I was stuck up with a gun.
Yeah.
I know. That'd be funny.
I wonder if people, you know, even realize I mentioned the fact that,
See, if somebody had gone to my help, they wouldn't.
It'd
be
health?
Out of their hands and on the ground. Or in their
How do you put a gun to your health?
I don't know. But I'm pretty sure if you had a gun to your head there, definitely you'd be fucked. But I mean, seriously, you know, who in the hell has never heard of the actual fucking suicide hotline shit before, besides her?
Just all the idiots that decided one day that they wanted to be juggalos.
Yeah.
Like, well, this looks like it would be cool. I'm going to be a juggalo today. In the A.
Oh, my God. It's fucking Housewives of Atlanta. Oh, my God. The Houseboys of Atlanta.
Y'all are fucking crazy.
What you talking about? In the
I'm talking about all these crazy motherfuckers over here.
All these crazy.
Okay.
Either black dudes or white dudes. That are
actually, there's both. There's both. Both ways. Shit.
Well, it's bad enough if they're black, but if they're white trying to be black, that's even worse.
It's true, though. It's both ways. Right now. Huh.
You know, Ghetto, I think the fucking track I played earlier before you called in definitely summed up a lot of shit.
Oh, yeah? What did it
say? Shit.
Well, you know what? This is for the little fucking new generation of family, the new breed of juggalos out there who think, you know, just because of the fact you go to Hot Topic and you don the fucking hatchet, like anything that's hatchet on it, you know, I'm if it makes you a fucking juggalo. It doesn't.
Yeah, fuck you.
Here we go. Full meaning of juggalo. I God.
Wow.
Put your hatchets up. but you motherfucking had your day. It ain't about faith, man. Stay painted all day, but it still won't change a thing. The juggalo way can't be bought at Hot Topic. I earn my knowledge through the problems that I got from being honest. And it ain't about a CD collection, cause a real low can't afford to go and buy a whole section. It ain't no obsession, all my guidelines for a lifetime of blessing. Listen to the message. Jay just gave us the name to banquet, and the change just made us a fan from strangers. And the fam ain't fans, we like mafia gangsters. Stay with the wicked shit to the day that we banquet. It's all about individuality. Born in, sworn in, don't conform in your personality. Reality's the rendition of a chaos theory. A schizophrenic compilation to compensate the weary. For me, I'll be waiting on the wag. Start a fam dance, starting up a worldwide gathering. It's happening. Brotherhood of shadows, bring it back again. Juggalos represent the shoes that you standing in. See, man, it's just too many of you. There's too many of you trying to say that you're a fucking juggalo, man. You gotta realize, man, that shit, it wasn't something we just saw on the shelf and said, hey, that's gonna be me today. Nah, man, we were raised this way. We were grown this way. This is who we is, man. You gotta understand that. If you don't, get ready for me, man, cause I'm fucking coming for you.
Some of us be working at the one-stop shop. Now you repping them the jersey, taking everything we got. Yeah, it ain't much if you consider family nothing but who's frontin'. I be trusting in my homies cause they know me. Never let me down and they never let me die. If you got the call, would you be down to ride? See, it ain't a gang or a lifestyle movement. It's a family base. Here we build up one institution. Got the proof from the people that I know and trust. But you, I can blow you off like the front does. Want a front dug? That's why you get no love. If you a psycho rider, better throw your hatchets up. You don't gotta claim it, just be who you be. You don't gotta prove it to nobody. If you adjourn the hoe, better keep it on the low. What was murder massacred by a real juggalo? Man, I got something to say to all you motherfucking juggalos out there. I'm tired of you ass claiming on our shit and thinking to yourself, I'm gonna go buy me a t-shirt and I'm gonna be a juggalo this week. Well, fuck you. You can eat a motherfucking black. I don't know who the fuck you think you are. Nah, man, they're just bitches. Fake bitches. Checking my style, yeah. I'm front like none. Nah. Radio shoes and a half a chicken hunting. Got the blunt tucked up, chilling under my brim. Hairline across the chin, keep it trimmed to win. I got the belt, but my pants still hang low. Cause I'm a juggalo, not new, not fresh. From back in the day, smoking past the bomb. I had it all day, I didn't mean to send you the wrong
you
way.
You know where I got my chain at Walmart for $2 at the motherfucking dog tag machine. And I rock it all day, feeling fresh as I can be. Laughing at these motherfuckers, spending cheese and jewelry. See a juggalo, no steady broke. Ain't no front, ain't no joke. Matter of fact, we rock it loud and let it show. See, I'd rather spend my dollars on smoke. Get blow with the load and blow the ass on these goddamn hoes to let them know. What the Brotherhood of Shadows is all about, man. It's all about the family, no matter what. It always has been.
And it always will be, motherfucker. We're one big family, we stay down.
Forever. And if you think for a second you can get away with that juggalo shit, man,
nah.
Don't come after me, man. You better believe me. Brotherhood of Shadows.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that track that basically sums it all up, man.
Pretty much.
You know, when I first played it earlier, I completely forgot who it was by, and then, you know, they mentioned their name in the track, and I remembered.
Oh, yeah, and what's their name?
Brotherhood of Shadows.
Let's see.
I haven't talked to these motherfuckers forever, but, yeah, no, they dope as motherfuckers. They're really cool as shit. I don't know if they're still around. And apparently Destiny left us. Oh, well.
Oh, well. Life goes on.
Yeah. And it goes on better without her. But, oh, yeah, let me go back to downloading more fucking Buckshot. Just for the hell of things. Let's see, I downloaded the shit featuring Korn and Haystack, featuring Stevie Stone, featuring Chris Calico. Featuring featuring Kid Crusher, even though that one's never going to get played. Let's see, Sutter, I think I should download the one with Sutter Kane. That dude's a motherfucking beast.
I remember that dude.
Yeah, that dude's a fucking beast.
I remember there was a song, actually, like, by that guy on MySpace. But I don't know what the fuck it's called.
I think it was might have been. Don't remember.
I think it had to do something with the sun or some shit.
I mean, like, I remember the one that he did with it was August Underground or something like that. But that was about it. Okay, yeah. Sutter Kane, a.k.a. DJ Bliss. Bless, my bad. Yeah, good stuff, man. Don't track him. I really remember him by him. I used to was August Underground. That was about it.
No, that's definitely not what I'm thinking about.
But yeah, I think he's part of Never So Deep Records. I'm not sure if he's still with them or not, but. Possibility. There we go. Sutter Kane's complete discography from 2005 to 2010. I think the one you're talking about would be Black Sunday.
What happened?
I think the track by Sutter Kane you're thinking about was Black Sunday.
I have no idea.
I hope I can get this fucking audio downloaded. Cause he had it. Well, this thing freezes up and unfreezes itself. I'm gonna go take a piss. Get me some fucking crackers.
Why don't you play a song?
Cause I'm frozen up. Let me see here. Okay, there we go. Let's go with. Motherfucker, they didn't want me to play. They wanted to be retarded. So we'll go with this.
Now, what a race!
we're back. Man, I almost had it too, motherfuckers. Let's see. Silicane. Yeah, the one you are thinking about. Well, no, maybe. Try letitbit.com. Hopefully it's in English. Put that. But anyways, so much quieter without her.
Always is.
Sometimes I wonder if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because sometimes we need the fucking noise. Hashtag, you're an idiot.
What?
Oh, no, apparently, people are still commenting on things in there. They look retorted.
But apparently, on a good note, that dude got to try. How the fuck do you say that?
Nutella?
Nutella? What the fuck is Nutella? I don't even know what that is. Wait, is it that peanut butter shit?
Yeah.
Before he dies. This conversation is so fucking stupid.
It really is. And the gold medalist bitch goes, "Why do people get plastic surgery when they look fine? It looks so shitty. Who gives a fuck?"
I wish somebody would post something. It's actually something good to post. I think Andrea needs some fucking plastic surgery.
I think so too. But I can't feel Asia right the fuck.
Asia.
Yeah. You'll see what I'm about to post. So apparently David's trying to tell you that he's...
Why did this asshole tag me in this again? Black nerd swag. Get the fuck out of here. What does Little Kim got to do with an Asian chick?
Mom, I said you got your hunt, and she said, she says Little Kim.
Is that really Little Kim right there?
No.
Well then, what the fuck is she talking about?
I don't know. Apparently, Asian, Little Kim turned into an Asian. Oh, wait, maybe it is her. Man, who gives a fuck about Little Kim?
Her, apparently.
There's my status. I said, who gives a fuck about Little Kim? She looks like a monkey anyways, before and after. but apparently people didn't even bother looking at my comment. I said, because of the fact, you know, she's bitching on plastic surgery. I said, man, who cares? Yaya Han has big tits, big beautiful tits because of it. And is the first Asian to have big tits. So thank you, plastic surgery. David, you were an idiot. What about this?
Huh?
I don't know, fucking... The Special Olympics are fucking talking to us again.
Make them go away. Look, here's Andrea. Be like, is that you?
Go for it, bud. Looks like her.
Fucking hate this girl.
Yeah, I try not talking to her, but then all of a sudden, you know, she fucking pops up out of fucking nowhere.
She's everywhere, man. She's like herpes.
Bad. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure they've come up with a cure for herpes by now. Her? No. Apparently, David doesn't understand what that how that is. After Andrew just said that was her.
Yeah, that's her ugly ass.
Yeah. Let's see. What else you got fucking fake titties nowadays?
Doesn't really matter.
Well, I'm saying, you know, I'm playing like I said, plus it's a green or bad. Look at Pamela Anderson, Yaya Han, David's mom.
David's mom? Man, I think fucking David is obsessed with this guy, man.
But I think so, too. Who the fuck is Gary Spivey? Yeah, I'm going to piss people off and say, Gary Spivey's a fake, just like your god.
Wow, I put spicy.
Very spicy. He's very spicy for David. Oh, bud. Down, down.
Who's gonna react on that one and tell me I'm a moron? Well, clearly, I already caught it.
Is that? A horse? Or what the fuck is that thing supposed to be?
These people got extremely too much time on their hands.
Yeah, they really do. I'm uploading a track to the soundboard. No. This has a track that even you like. While it uploads, let me empty out my ashtray. David will probably just keep tagging you back into it.
I'll stab him in his jugular.
Yes, through the computer. Well, when I don't know if people keep posting on it. Come back. Be back. Go take a spivvy.
I'm out of that conversation.
Are you sure?
Man, I swear to God, if you tagged me in it, man. I'm going to introduce you to my little friend called the block button.
Now they're talking about fucking Cabbage Patch dolls, apparently. Yeah. Let's go on to this track I just uploaded to the soundboard. Get up to it.
What the hell is this shit, man? Yesterday this girl was like, oh, as you or something, man, but only if you're going to talk to me. Now today it's, I don't want to talk to any of you. I just want to talk to my boyfriend.
Oh, God, hell, that's it.
Fuck is that? I'm something like that. Go be savage, you dumbass.
Yeah. Forget it, Ben. Are you ready for this track? Definitely a good track. definitely a good track.
Yeah. I like his old ass song called Your Friends.
Well, I left.
Your friends are in our business. Tell your friends to stay the fuck about our business.
I just add you to this page.
No, no more fucking pages.
No worries, it's a good page.
Probably.
Yeah, I think you might already be. You might already be a part of it. Well, now you are.
What lovely page is this now?
Jessica Nigri. Something like that.
Oh, yeah. The girl that plays Lollipop Chainsaw.
Yep. And she's best friends with Monica.
And Yaya.
Yeah, well, sort of.
Man, they made a video, man, talking about how they really don't hate each other because somebody was saying that they hated each other.
You know, we should try to get a fucking cosplayer like Yaya or something up on here for an interview.
Technically, we already have one of them on here. Echo Endless.
Well, yeah.
True.
But that was about music.
Yeah. I don't know what to ask about cosplay.
She's selling 8x10s for that cosplay thing.
Yeah, for $15.
So you saw it?
I saw them all. Especially the one with her fucking in pink. Hello.
What?
I said, especially the one in pink. Hello.
I don't remember their one being in pink.
Well, if you go to Jessica's store envy thing, she's got pictures up there for sale.
Who the hell? What? Who are we talking about?
I'm talking about the chick whose page I added you to.
I'm talking about Echo Endless got fucking pictures and shit for sale.
Shit, I'll buy her shit too.
And none of them have to do with like a pink outfit though. That's why I was lost.
Man, I'd buy Jessica's pics. I'd buy fucking Yaya's pics, Monica, Echo Endless.
I'd much rather meet them and get a picture from them, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, that too.
You can go ahead and buy 3 8x10 signed photos by Kelly Kelly, too, for $30.
Kelly, okay, yeah, I'd rather just meet the fuck.
Who the fuck is on the
phone?
It's that crazy bitch.
Oh, my God.
How is she on the phone, man?
Sorry,
oh. Ain't the shit over? How'd she get back on here?
Oh my God, please, please. Hey, that's the only time you're ever going to hear me fucking beg. Okay.
I wish I didn't want to hear you at all.
Yeah, man, fucking Yaya got pictures for sale. Monica, I would love to meet in person. Oh, the shit out of her. Damn, bitches look good.
Well, that'll never happen, but you could probably meet her.
I'm not a fool.
You're not a what?
Haven't called me a fool.
You're right. You're a crackhead.
I'm not a crackhead. See? You guys actually... Brian called me a crackhead, too.
Well, Brian's a fucking crackhead.
No, he's a pothead.
No, he's a crackhead.
Meth head. I was like, you're a fucking asshole.
Speaking of meth heads, apparently the Juggalo in GTA 5 is a meth head.
Apparently, from what I hear, yeah.
But, I mean, who really thought that it was going to be something, you know, good? Having, like, a Juggalo in the game.
Yeah, right. I mean, I haven't bought the game yet. I definitely want to get that game.
Man, I'll wait until all the hype's over and they lower the price.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you go to Ricky's page, a.k.a. Riddle, she's got pictures of her as Princess Leia.
I think I've seen that before. I think I have one of those pictures.
Well, with these ones, it would be signed by her. And if you want to personalize, just let her know.
Yeah, well, all that's just going to have to wait because I'm trying to get some money to go to this Twisted concert and shit.
Yeah, I don't know, but I've been thinking about trying to find a fucking costume myself. I've got to make sure I find one in size fat.
Size fat?
So then,
come on, now. Fat people don't wear things that fit them. Are you kidding me?
So then, I don't know. So that way, you know, like when there's a fucking Comic Con up near my way, I can try and make my way to it, and hopefully, Yaya will be there. Hopefully, Monica will be there. Ricky, all of them.
Well, that's why you check to see who's going to be at these things before you plan on going to them.
Well, right. Even then. Well, you have no idea what the hell we're talking about.
No, I don't.
Of course not.
You can't comment.
What?
Well, she can comment. She could be like all them people in the old Juggalos chat, you know, that just say things just because they can.
Yeah.
Shout out to David.
But yeah, no, man, I mean, even then, I mean, like, you know, even if they're not there, like, you know, like, you're bound to fucking find a sexy-ass fucking cosplay chick there either way.
Oh, wait, no.
Well, hell yeah, man. Them bitches that walk around pretty much naked, man. See?
Hell yeah. They look good.
See, the thing is, though, man, nobody's calling them sluts, though, man, so.
I know, right? You got the fucking respect squad going. Respect yourself. Come up your team.
Yeah, that's just what we need.
I mean, also the fact that, you know, just David Franco, like, goes practically almost every Comic Con anyways.
Yeah. Maybe we'll see the Shield there. I'll steal their titles.
Yeah, and while you're doing that, I'll spear Roman Reigns.
I'd be like, how's it feel, bitch? Be like, Gore! Gore!
Oh, man.
Now, that's how you spear somebody, you one move, bitch. Or you could run up to him, do his little gay little ballerina punch.
Man, yeah. That dude's definitely a faggot.
The worst wrestler I've ever seen.
Yes. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, at least John Cena's got more moves than him.
Dude, Zack Ryder is a better wrestler than that motherfucker, right?
Michael Cole is a better wrestler than that motherfucker. What are we talking about here?
Michael Cole, he's not good at anything.
Yeah, well, he's better than fucking that thing.
Well, I guess he's good at one thing, you know. He's good at being fake.
He's good at pissing people off like AJ. and JBL.
Well, I mean, he's just one of them people.
He's one of them people that needs to go the fuck away.
Yeah, like Destiny.
Yeah, she's not listening.
Damn. I heard my name.
Man, that was Erica last night. I heard my name.
Somebody just fell on the phone. Jeez, take another hit of that cigarette, man.
And I'm about to light up another one. Fuck that air.
Fucking dying. Oh, I need another cigarette, man.
But yeah, man, check it out. Fucking Ricky's got her fucking email up on her like page for interviews and shit.
She has an actual page, but she can't add anybody on it. She has too many fucking people on her page, apparently.
Man, I want to find fucking Monica's page and try and add her.
Didn't you already find that yesterday?
Well, I found a like page.
It's still a page.
Yeah, but I want her personal page so I can add her directly.
What, so you can harass her? Tell her that she has nice titties?
Hey, what up?
Maybe you can get added to the screenshot collection.
Those are crazy. I'm on the phone.
You're on the phone?
No, you're not.
Who are you on the phone with?
You.
You're not even talking to us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I just said, I was just talking to you guys.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah, all you
said
was, I'm on the phone.
Yeah, that wasn't to us.
Man, I think Monica needs an email, so that way I can hit her up, too. Let's find out, let's see if I can find one from her.
Well, they're all on Twitter.
Yeah, I haven't been on Twitter in forever. Because I don't give two fucks about Twitter anymore.
Does anybody really talk about Twitter? No.
Hell no. I don't think anybody uses Twitter.
Everybody uses Twitter because they're brainwashed fucking morons.
I agree.
Well, yeah.
I need Twitter.
Hey, I don't even have a Twitter. Okay.
Well, we weren't talking about you.
I don't even want a Facebook, but it gives me something to do.
Yeah, right?
Like, you get that bored, you just make fun of people. You can post shit just to piss people off.
Hey, we can watch the ad. I should see if I can find Chloe on Facebook.
Dude, who the fuck is Chloe, man?
Chloe
go
is a chick. Nah, man. Chloe's the one from Emerald City.
I don't know who that is.
I kind of figured, but she was part of like, the second episode of Heroes of Cosplay.
Not even sure if I even seen that episode.
Well, it's on demand, so definitely check it out.
Yeah, I probably won't do that.
But, yeah, nah, like, she's definitely cool as fuck. She looks good, too. She's at almost every Comic-Con out there. I would love to meet her. I'll add you to her like page.
I mean, you'll add me to it.
There. I invite you to her like page.
So, how many pages did you invite me to now?
Who?
Who the hell left the elephant on the phone?
The elephant needed to breathe.
Yeah. As he inhales another cigarette.
I'll think about going for another one. I haven't lit my other one up yet.
Then it'll be even worse with the coughing and not being able to breathe.
Hey, I thought he was a cosplay up on Facebook. I'm liking it.
You seem surprised that it's on there.
Oh. Shit, but I'm going to like it.
Especially
the fact the cover page is of Yaya and Chloe.
Here we go with that Chloe girl again.
They even have Ricky in her wonderful dress that would be even better than if she ripped that one off too. Let's see what I can find here. Yeah, I think it's funny how she said that she's talking to us, but yet she's not even talking.
Hey.
Do you really want her to talk?
Don't hate, don't.
Don't what?
Don't hate.
I'm not hating.
Okay, I just want to find Monica.
He just wants to find Carmen Sandiego.
What I do?
And then he wants to find Waldo.
No, that's her job.
It's whose job?
The one on the phone that says, I'm talking to you guys, but I'm not really talking.
She has to find Waldo?
Yep.
Found Waldo.
Now you're just lying.
No, because I looked a guy up named Waldo on Facebook.
That's not Waldo.
Yeah. That's not the real Waldo.
It says Waldo and Friends. It's an app.
Yeah.
<I'm Waldo.
clears throat> Yeah, we ain't talking about an app. We're talking about the actual Waldo. You know, from
the book. Find Waldo.
I thought it says, where's Waldo? It's a page.
Where is he?
Right here. Here, I'll tag you in it.
No, don't do that.
Why do you go get over this? This will just be to be tagged in.
Son of a bitch.
Here, no, I'll just share it onto my page, okay?
That's wonderful. It's not like I'm going to see it.
But man, yo, Monica makes a sexy ass Laura Croft. Man, it's just a whistle.
It's not much of a whistle.
Yeah. I wonder if Chloe's got any pages, you know, or pictures for fucking sale or something like that. Let's find out.
Man, every time you look at them type of pictures, man, they never have like a picture that you actually want.
Oh, God damn it, she tagged both of us in it.
Son of a bitch.
That's okay, I'll just take myself out of it. Well, since they won't let me take my name out of it, I'm just going to mark it as spam.
Oh, nothing. He said he's going to go eat a can of spam.
You know, I actually think I might have a thing of spam left.
Of course you do.
Hey, spam's good.
Man, I swear to God, you're a goat. You'll eat anything.
That's just a grass.
Hey, at least I see your name right.
I don't know how you fuck up Havoc.
No, Ghetto.
Oh, that's because Facebook probably helped you.
No, actually, I put the J. Oh my gosh, this dude.
Whoa! Did you see you put J? I'm sorry, that is not the right. That's not the way to spell Ghetto.
Yeah,
hey, no,
no J.
I'm talking about. No, this guy J just texted me and he said his shirt smells nice. Thanks to me, and I was like, you're dumb, yo.
Who the fuck is that?
Why the fuck do we care if that his shirt smells?
Just some creeper guy.
Yeah, like Ghetto G ended up getting yesterday from that old dude.
That was just a friend request.
Yeah, well, it was something like really old.
From,
like,
it was like some old ass guy with, like, you know, a wife and kids and shit.
Yeah, from the fucking 19th.
Apparently he was a juggalo or something. I don't fucking know. I didn't really care. Just deleted him.
Yeah, he was somebody from the
1905.
Yeah. He said old. You know, he didn't say how old, so I'm just going to get this.
He's an old dude, man. Like, what the fuck? I don't know how old he is.
So I said 1905.
I don't know if he's that old.
I think it's funny how I type in Chloe's name again, and it brings up that movie Minotaur. That's actually a good movie. let's see. He was also the supervisor for special effects for Batman Forever and Batman and Robin. Stuart Little. He's also the visual effects designer for Spider-Man 1 and 2. Visual effects designer of X-Men First Class. That motherfucker did a lot of fucking films. But yeah, apparently there was a movie called Firefox. Oh, okay. Firefox is a Clint Eastwood movie. From like 82. But yeah, as far as I know, I don't think she's related to Kenny though, man. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, man. His name just happened to be that.
What the fuck?
Did that scare you? Good.
How come her damn pictures are more than Yaya's, yeah? That's crazy.
I don't know. I finally found her. I actually found her website.
Where the hell's Ricky's pictures at?
I think Ricky's pictures are. If you go to her Facebook page and click on Riddles at storenv.com. Here, I will send you to her pictures.
Alrighty then. I'm surprised I didn't like that damn Heroes of Cosplay page already.
Man, I'm fucking surprised that you actually got into fucking Heroes of Cosplay.
Hey, man, all it took was some hot ass bitches, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
I was very shocked as well.
Although, this one on the phone with us probably has no idea what the hell we're talking about.
She knows. Nope. She dresses up all the time.
What?
What?
Yeah, as a tranny.
No, I freaking don't. Ew. You don't want to know what happened to me earlier. I actually ran into the bathroom and almost puked. Oh my gosh.
Well, that's
right. And she hands me these shorts to put on, right? And so I go to put them on, and there's a big, ginormous blood stain on the crotch. It's so gross. I'm like, bleh, bleh.
It's a tree, man. It's in my blood stain.
So did you put them on?
No, ew, no.
But, man, yo, tonight's NXT was kind of fucking lame. I cannot deny that.
Shit, yo, man, at least Ricky got some decent-looking pictures.
Yeah.
As opposed to all them other ones, man, they got them damn pictures nobody wants.
And to stalk them again. Even more so.
And what the hell is this pre-order shit? Like, who pre-orders pictures?
Man, I don't know. I probably wouldn't know.
This is crazy. Like, games, movies, and CDs and shit make sense.
Found her. Yeah.
Found who?
Yaya Han on Instagram.
Instagram. Fucking Instagram.
NFL Monica.
Man, all these damn bitches have got this weird obsession with, like, SKR and LSP, man. It's weird.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, can you just like them and listen to them and shit? Do you got to make, like, everything about them, though?
I guess they do.
Who the fuck hacks people's Facebook pages? I think people are just lying.
Yeah, most of them, I don't doubt it, until I actually see, like, them tag themselves in there, then I know they're lying.
It's like, How does somebody get your fucking password?
Who the fuck knows?
Hey, actually, unless somebody keeps their stuff logged in on somebody else's phone or, like, their computer or something, like, sometimes I used to forget to,
Oh, we don't know.
Man, fuck that. But you make sure you sign out, you use somebody else's shit.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you forget and you're in a hurry.
I don't forget shit. I make damn sure. Well, then again, I don't need to use anybody else's patent shit anyways. I got my own shit.
Yeah.
I learned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you learned the hard way.
Oh, there goes that girl that's obsessed with what's their names? SPH.
Oh, fuck that shit.
Somebody was like, careful with copy infringement on that. And she was like, blah, 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 blah. She got all mad about it.
Well, she's stupid. That's why.
Like, everybody should be worried about copyright infringement with shit like that.
Yeah, this is why JR does not sell shit, because, you know, they can't say shit to us about anything, since we don't fucking sell anything up on here.
Exactly.
Monica Lee is sexy.
Who?
Monica Lee?
No.
You know, Monica from the show.
I heard you, man. I didn't know what the hell you were saying, though.
I am.
No, I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about Monica. And your name ain't Monica.
Damn.
Yo, fucking, you know, Monica's fucking obsessed with fucking Diablo.
Because of the fact
she ordered 5 fucking games of Diablo 3.
What the fuck?
She bought like 4 for PS3 and 1 for Xbox 360.
Yeah, there was like somebody that bought like 5 Grand Theft Auto 5s. Like, what the fuck, man? Why do you need that many?
Yeah, I know, right? Well, I mean, shit, you know, like, if she wants to fucking give me one of her games, I'll be more than happy to take one.
Man, didn't Diablo used to be like a computer game?
I think so, yeah.
But now it's on, like, PlayStation and Xbox. You know, the place where people actually like to play video games.
Yeah. you also got StarCraft, Skyrim. Yep. Yeah, baby, she looking like, she's like me. She loves her fucking chicken and waffles. Tater chips.
No, oh, get the fuck out of here. There you go. You can go ahead and taste her disgusting breath after eating those.
Hell yeah, I'd love to taste her breath.
Ugh.
Juice are gross.
Yeah, those chips are pretty gross.
What chips?
Chicken and waffle.
Ew.
Well, more likely, you know, since she's asking what chips, she's never had them.
I barely had one.
Hey, well, I just found an ass on Facebook.
Found a what?
I don't know, but she's got food. And I'm in love with fucking Monica. She got the appetite of me. She's skinny as all motherfucker.
This is what I just
why the fuck did you got no, you motherfucking bitch.
Motherfucking bitch.
I'm in the middle of fucking stalking Monica, and she has to fucking tag me and shit.
You jackass. I'm going to back this. I'll kill you.
It's not a bad one.
Son of a bitch.
She tagged us in some stupid shit, which, you know what, is now going to be known as... Oh, really? Like, you really had to tag us in fucking Freaky Tales, right? Fuck
oh,
that shit.
What the fuck, man? Fuck this page.
And fuck Freaky Tales. No. That dude up on there is a fucking douche. The one that runs that shit is fucking retarded.
All of them people that run there are douches. Is this even the right page?
Hey, I do not like that page. It was Brian who liked it, and it told me he did.
Got some nasty ass bitches.
Well, why
on
the
here.
Fuck are you tagging us into this shit? Untag me now.
Oh, this girl's all right, though.
I'm going to guess and say Dusty does wear chick's asses or not, or something like that.
What?
Yeah, how do you feel to be tagged in a fat girl's ass?
Well, that chick Ginger fucking looks good.
Yeah, no, man, that girl is not hot at all.
Uh-uh.
Hey, better than the fat bitch. You got Vixen.
Hey,
and
I am.
You're what? You're in these pictures?
Huh?
What?
Let's see, you got Vixen. I'm up to his words.
Women don't wear pink, they eat it.
Would you stop interrupting everybody?
Well, thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah. Let's see, girl, they got Vixen. I'm betting, guessing, you know, unless they're going to have Donner and Cupid, and then somewhere around there is a baseball game. Food off Rudolph's reindeer.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. Had a very shiny nose. And
this chick. She was good.
I will eat your soul.
Yep, ghetto. It's the same fucking group. The same page. They got fucking Big Homie up on there.
Fuck you, Big Homie.
Yeah, fuck you, we're done. I'm done with this fucking group. I'm going to report it.
Wait, it's a group?
Or a flake page, whatever. It's a spam. Get the fuck away from me. But how the fuck you know, block it? And like, how the fuck do you block a damn like page?
I don't think you can.
I blame her.
What?
Yeah, tagging us in this fat girl's ass.
Yeah, and it's fucking a retards page. I mean, really, Freaktales is the stupidest shit. It's ran by a dumb fucking faggot name.
Could you at least tag us in something that looks good?
Yeah.
All right.
And when I talk about you? Oh, great. She just commented. She just did something else.
Are you still on the same page?
Hey, no, you're not on the same page. It's a different page.
Fuck it. I'm a teen. Don't tag me on a teen page. What the
hell? Look at the picture. Look at the picture.
Nobody want to look at the picture. Fuck out of here. You're tagging us in a teen pic when clearly being getaway in teens. Get the fuck out of here.
It's a girl, man, naked, and the guy wants a high five. guess what will happen?
Yeah, it'll get reported.
Hey, look.
It'll get reported.
Now, you'll excuse me. No more commenting me. No more tagging me in fucking... I swear, if you tag me in something else, I'm going to kill her.
Here, I can find a good one. Hold on.
No more. I am here in the middle. I am in the middle of stalking Monica. No more.
Yeah, don't you know he's a stalker? What's wrong with you?
Hey, Monica's sexy as all hell.
I would have never guessed that.
Hey, my friend says there's a girl that has a from Saudi Arabia that has a panty shot as her cover, and she's hot.
Don't get two fucks. I'm talking about Monica, not that fucking bitch from Saudi Arabia. I'm talking about something that's, way before your time, a.k.a. Monica.
Okay, look up this girl, okay?
No.
Okay. It's loading. Hey, no, really. Like, look at her, trust me, right here.
But I don't trust you. I don't trust you.
Fine. That's the first thing. Okay.
You tagged us in a fat girl's ass. I don't trust you.
No. It's a panty shot. Her profile picture is a panty shot.
So you bitch, you're fucking with a fucking Saudi Arabian bitch.
Look her up, please. It's
no.
G-R-I-S-S.
No, shut up. Monica is more important than that Saudi Arabian bitch. So fuck off of that.
I guess Havoc's going for a record and see how many times he can say Monica tonight.
I think it's funny how something doesn't try to fucking hit out her through fucking Instagram. Going, you're awesome. Do you have a phone number or a tick?
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah. I mean, more likely she probably does have a kick. I definitely wouldn't mind kicking her.
I wouldn't mind kicking a bunch of people.
Yeah, but the one on the phone.
Oh,
so, Destiny, can I kick you?
Holy crap. This page is bad. Holy crap.
Holy crap.
If I could, show you this page, you would be in love. Okay?
Hold up.
All her pictures are, panty shots and booby shots and all this shit.
That's half a Facebook. Who gives a fuck?
To have a Facebook.
I can't believe she hasn't been freaking banned yet. Holy crap, these pictures are
Have you realized that Facebook just doesn't give a shit about things?
Oh yeah, they do. When yeah, they do, especially when you're trying to ask somebody that you've never really met in real life.
Well, here's the thing, you gotta understand. If she's in her bra and panties, they don't give two fucks.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not that she's naked. And even then, they don't give a fuck. I mean, come on. That fucking time when Facebook got hacked, and, you know, we got all these fucking amazing hot-ass bitches fucking naked up on there.
Yeah, man, they then became part of Havoc's collection on his computer.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Gil G Mountain ended up making him part of his collection, too.
No, not those ones.
But, man, Monica makes a sexy-ass fucking zombie, though, too.
It's like, wait, let's see.
No, we would not wait. Shut up.
Oh, no, I'm just looking at this shit like it's horrible. It's horrible. Ah!
I thought you said it was hot.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, no. I don't like girls, okay? I like dudes. I like the dick. Not vagina, dick.
She likes vagina, dick.
No, no, I don't like trainees.
Yeah, that's right. She likes hermaphrodites.
No, I don't. Wow, this is horrible.
Will you stop looking in the mirror? Jesus.
Oh, hey, I'm weird. What?
Trump is in.
What was that?
Well, Ghetto, if you add Yaya onto fucking Instagram, she has a video up there of her playing with a pussy.
Oh, yeah, playing with a cat?
Yeah.
Will she growl at me?
She just might.
Whoa. Holy freaking. Hey, I told you.
Holy freaking. Why the fuck did she censor herself? Holy freaking shit. Like. You guys were not censored. You could say fucking, you could say pussy, you could say netting, you could say dick, you could say shit. They don't give two fucks.
Wait, did you just say netting? That wouldn't get censored anyway because nobody knows what that means.
This is very true. And funny thing is, even like half the old juggalos don't know what fucking netting is.
That's pretty sad, actually.
It really is.
Put some pants on, bad bitch.
Yeah, man. Definitely add Yaya, hon.
What?
I don't know how to add people on Instagram.
Hit the little star button thing and then search for user hit and then type in Yaya, hon. She comes up.
Where the hell's the star thing?
I got her up on there. I got, let's see.
All these other people you stalk up on there.
I got DMX up on there.
What's my name?
Let's see. I got Addy up on there. I got Venom Stay Dripping. Megadeth.
But of course, you've got Megadeth on there, man.
Hell yeah. Yo, I wonder if Lemmy's got a fucking Instagram.
Yeah, right. He probably doesn't even know what the hell that is.
Motorhead. Oh, I'm pretty sure fucking the thing on the phone with us doesn't even know who the fuck Lemmy is.
What?
Let me ask you something here, Justine. Do you know who Lemmy is?
Nope.
Hey. Do you know who Motorhead is?
I've heard of them.
Okay. Do you know who Ronnie James Dio is?
No.
See, this is why I feel sad for your generation, Destiny, because you have no good music in your generation whatsoever. Yeah, your generation nowadays has Lil Wayne, Drake, Nicki Minaj, the fucking monkey.
Shut up. You shut up.
Hey,
no,
it's true.
You shut up.
Nicki, I mean, come on, it's true. the new generation has no idea what fucking good music is nowadays.
Nope.
I mean, come on, like, they're all obsessed with the fucking likes of, again, Lil Wayne, Drake, Macklemore, fucking Machine Gun Kelly. That dude's absolutely horrible. Fucking Nicki Minaj. Whereas, you know, my generation, me, I grew up on the best fucking shit ever. Motorhead, fucking Metallica, Def Leppard. You know, the fucking 80s metal itself was just fucking amazing. And then, of course, you got fucking Psychopathic. Well, back in the day. I mean, back in the day, Psychopathic was good. Now you got ICP doing covers of fucking Lil Wayne. Well, you know, she got quiet.
What? It's a good thing. Not really.
Like I said, the new generation has no idea what the hell good music is. No, that's the truth. The new generation nowadays, like your generation definitely has no idea what good music is.
Nope. I agree.
I mean, at least, you know, me and Ghetto, actually came from the era of good music.
I suppose so.
I mean, shit, man, I mean, again, we had Alice in Chains, we still got Motorhead. Motherfuckers ain't ever gonna go nowhere. Yo, Lemmy, there ain't no way in hell. I'm convinced, you know, Lemmy will never fucking die. That dude's fucking immortal. I don't give a two fucks what anybody says. You got Ozzy Osbourne. That dude's just a fucking... That dude ain't ever gonna die either.
Sarah!
But yeah, you don't know what the fuck he said when he's talking. Except for, you know, he yells at Sharon.
Sharon!
But, I mean, but shit, man, but fucking Ozzy still puts out the fucking best fucking music. Fucking Black Sabbath is back together. Which is fucking amazing. I mean, yeah, Black Sabbath has, you know, gone through its fucking emotions with, you know, with singers and shit like that. I mean, you know, Ozzy got fired and they brought in, Dio. Fucking Iron Maiden's still around and kicking. Fucking Megadeth is still alive and kicking. Fucking Metallica, Slayer, Anthrax. I mean, you know, fucking 90s and 80s had the best fucking metal, had the best fucking rock, had the best shit, had the best Psychopathic. Nowadays, they got motherfuckers like Big Crow's good, but Cold-97, aka Big Hutch, that dude just needs to die.
He did die.
He's out, man. Ain't nobody gonna listen to him now.
Well, unfortunately, I think he's still making music.
Ain't nobody gonna listen to him though.
Hell no. Like nobody in this fucking right mind would ever like fucking Cole 187. Dude, just retarded.
You guys are retarded.
You are retarded.
I know.
I'm going to say Destiny is one of those people that actually likes Cole 187.
What?
She don't even know who that is, man.
I don't even know what you said.
Okay, Destiny, do you know who Cole 187 is?
Nope. But hey, I'm about to send... I found my friend's page. And
oh, God.
Oh, just wait.
I don't want to wait.
Fuck your friend.
I'm getting off of Facebook before you send me anything.
Havoc just got it.
So, guess what? I'm already off of Facebook.
Huh?
I'm already off of Facebook. But, yeah, no, get on, man. Like I said before, yeah, tonight's NXT was kind of boring because they only had, like, two matches.
It's always boring.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, usually it's good, but tonight they only had, like, two matches. The first one was, like, Sami Zayn versus Curt Hawkins. And then you had a fucking eight-man tag match that lasted throughout the entire fucking show.
Wow.
I'm going to steal fucking... Ricky's picture from her website.
Did you get it, Havoc?
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, I got Ricky. And then Monica. And then Yaya.
Yaya!
I don't know what else I was supposed to get there. It looks retarded. I'm going to report it as spam.
Me?
Yeah, I'm going to report you as spam.
Apparently she's sending me pictures of the fucking Saudi Arabian bitch.
Wonderful.
Hey, I'm sorry. Those are the people my friends is friends with.
Huh? I mean, the tits are okay, but the ass is actually horrible.
Hey, hey, hold on.
No, do not send me anything else, or I will block your ass. I'm gonna guess and say she wants to be blocked.
Well, what? Grant her wish.
What?
Holy shit, no way. Is that a butterfly?
Oh my God.